Yes, so my assessment right now is this is something very new for Turkey and very exciting. And you know, I was watching television, and the central question everybody is trying to tackle is who are the protesters? And everybody has a different opinion. And to me, it seems very straightforward that sort of the social organization, lower left, lower right organization of the protesters is from Altitude Green. So it's organized through social media, friends get together, people wander in and out, there's no hierarchical organization, nobody's saying, you know, we're going to do this, there's no program for change.
Twitter and Facebook?
Right, Facebook and Twitter. And in terms of the lower left, the dominant mode of discourse is also green, which is that we are protesting certain policies of the government. Everybody's protest and gripe is equally important. We welcome everyone and anyone, but we do want to be treated with peace and respect, and we will behave in peace and with respect. So that is the overarching green altitude collective structure. But of course, there are folks from all kinds of levels and any kind of organizations that can come in and go out, which makes it a little risky because it can be commandeered. But the protesters have actually managed to self-police themselves and not be violent. If a, you know, a gas canister land at their feet, they'll throw it back. But there has been little violence, especially in Istanbul and Ankara. But in other provinces, there seems to be a little more of angry red coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and it's a standard dangerous component because, as we often point out in Integral, green has very little defense against red because red just feels like another group that has a gripe. And actually, no, red is in there for the mayhem. We saw this in our riots in the 60s in the United States, and you know, these were legitimate riots, that these were legitimate demonstrations and often commandeered by the more violent groups. And the downside of that, of course, is then the people that are being protested against, in this case your Prime Minister Erdogan, can use the violent and the hooligan aspect of it to shut down the whole thing as an excuse.
Yeah. And the strategy seems to be along the lines of what happened in Occupy Wall Street. People have begun to talk about vandalism, destruction of public property. And I think this is setting the stage for a case in which they want to intervene with even more authority. However, they're still keeping their calm. We'll see. What is interesting to me is that most of these folks are rebelling against sort of the paternal, amber-centered, religion-oriented, lower-left cultural policies of the government, and especially of Erdogan, who has become, you know, some people have begun to refer to him as the elected king. He's very strong electorally, but still he's behaving in a very paternalistic manner. And actually using language that he does not need to, that antagonizes these folks. So it has to do with, you know, he has declared that all women should have 3 children. If you have an amber ear, this is something you must do. If you have an orange ear, you say A. They say A. What do you mean? You know, where did this come from? And for green ear, and this is I'm wondering whether this is a bit of a red belly. They responded by saying, "Don't tell me what to do." He has. Oh God, this is also a wonderful story here. Apparently, in the subway in Ankara, there is an announcement which says something like, "Please observe guidelines of moral behavior." And this sounds very religious in Turkish. If they had said something like, "Please don't behave in ways that might offend fellow passengers," this would not have bothered anyone. But a couple were kissing, apparently, and this announcement came on. And, you know, this group kind of said, you know, don't tell me how to behave. And they held a kiss-in. there were like 12 or 13 couples gathered in a square and started kissing.
Don't you love us?
I mean, I love the sense of humor.
Don't you love the liberals? No, totally great.